Greetings to the broadest audience in the country. Welcome to Bob and Yart Live. I'm the pastor of Denver Bible Church. On today's program, we've hit two YouTube milestones. They're not huge, but for us, we're excited about them. A tragic story. A Michigan man just died. Yet another death in Michigan from a mosquito bite. And that relates to an effort in Brazil. They've genetically modified mosquitoes and released 500,000 male mosquitoes every week for over 2 years. And the unthinkable has happened, at least unthinkable except for the critics of these efforts. The general population of mosquitoes have made it with the supposedly killer mosquitoes, and they are thriving. So it looks like the effort may have backfired, and that's the nightmare that everyone has been concerned about regarding genetically modified mosquitoes and other organisms. We want to talk about that. Feminism, the definition of feminism. If you go to our website, kgov.com/definitions, you'll see the actual definitions of some important terms, including some controversial terms. And this one is great. It's feminism, the belief that a woman is worthless unless she is like a man. That relates also to yesterday's program. And we remember a Washington Post cover graphic of a woman's march. You can't make this stuff up. Where they use the symbol of the people in the march forming, you know how we have the two symbols, one for a man, one for a woman. They're the symbols for Venus and Mars. Well, in a Freudian slip for the Women's March, they have the people forming the symbol for a man, which is just, you just can't make this stuff up. Then anti-Semitism. We did a program with Dr. Michael Brown just a couple weeks ago. Vitally important program. If you missed it, you'll want to go back. Or you could go to our website, kgov.com/anti-Semitism, and you'll find a link to that interview with that scholar. Harassment on college campuses in the U.S. up 70% in a one-year period, and the numbers averaged over the last 4 years, over 600 anti-Semitic episodes of harassment just on college campuses. And what's emboldening that? What would you say? Maybe the media support for Altez and the squad, right? The most visible anti-Semites in Congress. And then big news in New York City. This is hard to comprehend, but conversion therapy, something that we support here at Bob and Yart Live, where somebody is a homosexual and they go for counseling and they learn how to overcome their perversion and reassert their gender and their natural attraction the way God made us, male and female, as Jesus said. So conversion therapy. Now, a lot of it, admittedly, is based on psychobabble, but it should be based on biblical principles, on scriptural truth. So in New York City, their speaker for the city council, New York City, the city council, there's a lot of power there, a lot of money, a lot of power. And the speaker is, of course, a homosexual. And he has announced a reversal in New York City law. They had been fining any therapist, psychiatrist, whoever, who is charging money as a counselor to help someone no longer be a homosexual. They've been fining them $1,000 per counseling session. And they are revoking that law. That's shocking. That is truly shocking. The reason they've given, it just can't be the reason that they think they would lose in court. So since when would a homo not fight because he thinks he might lose in court? And they don't lose in court anyway. So what in the world is going on? That's an interesting question. And also, your smart TVs and your speakers, they're ratting on you. They're ratting on you to Google, Netflix. Even if you don't have a Netflix account, your smart TV is telling Netflix what you're watching so that they can advertise when you're browsing the internet or looking on your phone. And they say, oh, you like The Flying Nun? Well, get Netflix. You could watch the series The Flying Nun or whatever the current popular series is. But what's interesting is people think that they could watch pornography and it's a secret. Of course, it's not a secret to God, and that alone should deter that behavior. How tragic to grieve the Lord for all he's done for us, for who he is. But then people think it's a secret. It's not a secret. You go in an incognito, a private browser mode, and you think it's a secret. It's not a secret. Your internet service provider, whether it's a satellite or local cable company or whoever, and you go to a porn website, the porn website has to know where you are, what house you're at, what's your IP address, and so does your internet service provider. They know that. So, and in a way, the whole issue of pornography is something that the world has gone insane over, but it should be criminal to traffic in human sexuality. But it is a good thing that you can't consume pornography in private, that it is known, it's exposed, and everything done in secret, the things whispered will be shouted from the mountaintops, and the things done in secret will be known to all the world on Judgment Day. So the thing to do is to be forgiven by Jesus Christ, and then to ask him, he who is living within you, it is no longer me, but Christ in me, ask him to help me live out my relationship with him so that by love, my love for him, those around me, my friends, my family, the temptations grow weaker as my love grows stronger. It's all so awesome. In fact, on our store, I hate to mention our store with such an important issue, but it seems too much like Madison Avenue, just marketing. But we have something called our Spiritual Growth Pack. And by the way, our store is much easier to navigate now than it's been the last few years. And our Spiritual Growth Pack, it has such great resources. And as with all our materials, 50-day money-back guarantee. So our telethon, our annual September telethon, we're up to $23,100. $23,100. We're more than halfway through the month. We're more than halfway to our goal of $40,000. Thank you so very much for everyone who has helped. And we truly need your help, either a monthly subscription to a Bible study, sermons, topical videos, our old BEL televised classics, or a monthly automatic donation or a one-time donation. There's got to be somebody out there who can help us reach $25,000. We're at $23,100. So if you can help with $25 one time, $50. In fact, hey, I want to say hi to Brian R. in Denver. Yesterday, he helped out the telethon with a $100 monthly gift. And our office manager, Connie, she said, Brian, how'd you hear about us? And he said, well, 4 months ago, turn in the radio dial and heard Bob. And first I hear Bob and you're out live. And it was like, wow. Then I heard Theology Thursday and it was super. And then Real Science Radio. It just kept getting better. And he said, now I can't get enough of the show. And Brian also, thank you, Brian, purchased our Hydroplate Theory special. It's our Global Flood special. And so that also, this month, when people buy our resources, fabulous science videos, all kinds of great resources, that all applies to the telethon toward our goal of $40,000, which is vital and that we need to reach. So please help if you can. Okay, so YouTube, we announced earlier in the summer that we should soon be hitting two milestones, and we've just hit both. 750,000 views on our Bob and Harriet Live YouTube channel, and 3,000 subscribers. So we're now at 3,000 subscribers and 750,000 views. If you'd like to help us celebrate that, you could go to our website, kgov.com, click on our YouTube channel. Of course, you could go to YouTube, type in Bob and Harriet Live, and enjoy a video or two. We have one, David Berlinski. Wow, he is a well-known opponent of evolution, Darwinism, but he refuses to acknowledge the Creator God, even though he knows that neo-Darwinism is false. So we have an excerpt. It's about 1 minute long. He's asked point blank, David, can't you admit all this information in biology, physics? Can't you admit there's a designer? And he just hems and haws. And so we've titled that clip, Berlinski, Ever Learning, Never Coming to the Knowledge of Truth. Very powerful. 1 minute, we ask people to pray for David and to check out our webpage, kgov.com/atheism. And then over 3,000 subscribers while you're there. Please, if you're inclined to, just click to subscribe and hit the bell. Ring the bell so that you'll get a notice with new videos. We also put up a 23-second video a couple weeks ago. The title is 23 Seconds Proving Homeschooling Failed. And it's a video of one of our seven sons, Michael. He's, what, 19 years old? 20? Michael is running in a mini marathon to raise money for charity. And everybody's out there running. It's Saturday morning, beautiful day here in Colorado. And he's running with a full box of Krispy Kreme donuts and eating them as he's going along. And so that's it. My wife and I said, well, we failed. What could we, you know, we tried. We tried for all these years and we just failed. So that's fun. And that video actually links back to another one we had, which I think was called 16 Seconds of Homeschooling. From 4 years ago, so you might want to look at both of those. Okay, a Michigan man just died just, what, 3 weeks ago. A mosquito bought him, that was it. And he got encephalitis from a mosquito bite in Michigan. And within 9 days, they said he was brain dead. And we know to beware of that diagnosis because brain dead means not dead. Just check out kgov.com/brain-dead. But then on August 19th, he was dead. He died. And he was the second death in Michigan in a short time from a mosquito bite. And so the effort in Brazil to bring the mosquito population under control, because people there are getting yellow fever, dengue fever, Zika virus, and other terrible diseases from this Aedes aegypti, this Egyptian mosquito species. So what they've done in this city, in its environment, Jacobina, it's about 800 miles from Brasilia toward the coast. What they have done is released nearly 500,000 male mosquitoes every week. It sounds a little scary, doesn't it? You want to reduce the mosquito population, so you release 500,000 a week for over 2 years. That's quite an effort. But they had genetically modified these mosquitoes so they would be killer mosquitoes. They would mate with the females and the offspring would be so weak and they would die. It'd be lethal. They'd die. Well, this report is not coming from the National Enquirer. It's not coming from the Daily Mail over in England. This is coming from the journal Nature. Now, you need a subscription to read Nature papers, but this is in their open access label called Scientific Reports. Very prestigious. And the title of the paper is that these genetically engineered mosquitoes have transferred their genes into the natural population. And the population, there's a concern that the population now is more robust, stronger than it was before. This is a textbook example of the concern that opponents of genetic engineering organisms, GMOs, genetically modified organisms, have warned about, and here appears to be the first major instance of a GMO, in this case a mosquito, backfiring. Now, the company that has been releasing, that developed and is releasing this strain of mosquito, it's a British firm, Oxitec. They are disputing not that this is happening, but the significance of it. So, of course, a tremendous amount of study and effort will continue down there. But, wow, what a nightmare. What an absolute nightmare. And what it shows is that we human beings, we need humility before God. We need humility before God because God, as a programmer, is brilliant beyond our comprehension. He's brilliant. The DNA molecule, which only contains some of the information of a living organism, there's a lot of biological information in an organism, whether it's a species of mushroom or a grasshopper or a polar bear or a bacteria. The information in the nucleus, in the DNA, is only some of the information that that organism uses to live and to reproduce. Much of the information is not in the DNA. I'm not talking about mitochondrial DNA. Lump those two together. Much of the information is not encoded in nucleic acids. Some of it is in sugar molecules. Some of the information is electromagnetic. Some of it is geometrical. Neo-Darwinism, the evolutionist, where if you're at the New York Times, you're such a snob and you're so accustomed to fake news, you pretend that Darwinism has figured it out. They do not even have a theory for how to mutate or evolve the information in these other information systems. They have no idea. They don't have a clue. They don't have a proposal. And so, like the talk I gave on the campus of Pepperdine University in Malibu, California, a couple years back, there are no secular theories of origins. There are none. That Christian University, allegedly Christian University, formerly Christian University, has traded Genesis for secular theories that do not exist. That's how severe. And if you're interested, that's one of the videos you could check out if you want to help us celebrate hitting these two milestones. It's on our Real Science Radio playlist. That video is approaching 4,000 views. It's fun when our videos hit 5,000, 10,000, 50,000. Some have hit 100,000 views. And the more of those we have that meet those thresholds, the more people are finding our channel. Like Brian R. in Denver. Brian, thank you again. I mean, he found the show. I don't know if he found the YouTube channel yet, but it really is a stunner. Okay, so feminism, I think we've already talked that through sufficiently. Feminism, the belief that a woman is worthless unless she is like a man. And we did a program back, this was 10 years ago, the Washington Post Feminist Freudian Slip. Right, they have the cover of one of their publications, and it talks about this massive women's rights march, 150,000 people marching. And the graphic artist designed the cover so that you see hundreds of people forming the shape of a symbol, you know, the gender symbols for Mars and Venus for men and women. So they're supposed to use the symbol for a woman. Accidentally, and really it's a Freudian slip, they use the symbol for a man. They show this feminist march, and they're all trying to be a man. That's what they're trying to do. Have you ever noticed the logo for Colorado Right to Life? ColoradoRTL.org. We have recently updated our website. I'm on the board there, and it's just such a beautiful website now. But you see the logo top left, and there is the symbol for male and symbol for female. And that's it, because Jesus said that God made us male and female. There's also Golgotha and the cross. Actually, there are three crosses if you look carefully. And then it says Colorado Right to Life, and the T's are the crosses. And inside the O's of Colorado, you see the single cell, and then it duplicated, and then those cells duplicated again so that there are four cells, pointing out that you have your God-given right to life from the first cell stage. That's when you are either a little boy or a little girl, because you either have an X and a Y chromosome, or you have two X chromosomes. And with a microscope, you could see that, well, this is a little boy, or this is a little girl. Wow. So today, that's hate speech, if you say that God made us male and female. But whatever's going on in New York City right now with the city council reversing their ban on conversion therapy, whatever's going on there, it's just too much for their homosexual spokesperson to say, we are reversing our ban. We're revoking this law we just passed 2 years ago, fining psychiatrists and others for counseling homosexuals that you could overcome your homosexual tendencies. You could live life as a heterosexual. A lot of Christians, because, you know, they're immersed in this nicer than God mentality we have today, sadly, that the church is nicer than God, at least it's trying to be, absurdly. So they want to say that if you have a homosexual tendency, that's not a sin. Well, Jesus went out of his way to say, it's not the action, it's what's in your heart. I mean, the action is a sin. He said, committing adultery is a sin, but if you lust in your heart, that's the equivalent sin of adultery. So if somebody is a pedophile, if they lust after children, that's a sin. If a man lusts after a man, that's a sin. If a man lusts after a beast, bestiality, that's a sin. If a man lusts after drunkenness, being high, I'm using lust in a related way, that's a sin. And he might have been addicted for the past 20 years, but his desire for that sin is itself a sin. The reason we sin is because we love sin. That's why we as Christians sin, because we love sin. And when we sin, we grieve the Lord. We grieve him. And we will never be strong enough to overcome those temptations. That's not what Christianity is about, making us strong enough to overcome those temptations. Christianity is about us recognizing that we are so weak that only through Jesus Christ can we overcome those temptations. And so as we fall ever more in love with him, our love relationship with him grows deeper and deeper. The further in, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, but then it is love that brings us further in, deeper in. Then as we love him more and don't want to hurt him, And as we love our family more and don't want to hurt them and love those around us more, then the temptations to destroy ourselves, those temptations become weaker. And they get weaker and weaker until often they're no longer even noticed. And that is the experience of enjoying our salvation in Jesus Christ, because we live the Christian life in the same way that we are saved. We're not, the Apostle Paul teaches, you're not saved one way and then you live the Christian life a different way. No, that's legalism. The same way that you are saved by trusting in Jesus Christ, that's how you live out your salvation. That's how you live the Christian life. That's how you walk the walk of faith. I think we sufficiently put out the warning about the growing anti-Semitism in America here by this report, and it's just so devastating, as published in the Washington Free Beacon, that anti-Semitic harassment is escalating. It's increased 70% from 2017 to 2018. The organization that has been monitoring this has been doing so for 400 college campuses since 2015. So this is tragic. It has been a part of Christianity. Hatred, it's a form of racism, anti-Semitism against the Jews, people that God especially loves. He loves the whole world. He has a special place in his heart for the Jews because of the fathers, because of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and Judah and so on. And yet Martin Luther taught that God is forever done with the Jews when the Apostle Paul writes, don't be conceited, but realize that God will graft them back in again when his purpose with the body of Christ is complete. Then he'll return to his national covenant with Israel. If you're interested in that, kgov.com/plot, that's my life's work, an overview of the Bible. The plot, the overview of the Bible, is the key to its details. So you can't really be an expert on the details of the Bible until you're an expert on an overview of the Bible. Because otherwise, the entire subject that you're an expert on, you might be taking the entire subject out of context. So first, we become experts on the Bible, the overview of the Bible, and then we dig into the details, and that's what we do with the plot. kgov.com/plot. By the way, if you buy one of those or you get the audio series, we teach through the plot of the Bible. That will all help our telethon. We're at $23,100, headed to $40,000, Lord willing. We need your help. kgov.com. Click on the store. May God bless you.